most memorable case that I have was actually probably my first case that got me so passionate about this topic.
Christopher Mahurin is a Santa Rosa Police Department detective who focuses on human trafficking.
It was actually a girl from Santa Rosa. She was 13 years old, and she had initially run away from home. She met a couple of other people who introduced her to a 19-year-old male, and he had encouraged her to get started in prostitution. She was working 6 nights a week at minimum 6 dates a night at 13 years old.
He had been searching for her for several weeks.
And when we met her, it was some flop house in Marin County. And I said, hey, you're so-and-so. And she's like, no, that's not me. And she gave a bogus name. And we brought her outside and I sat her down on the stoop and I sat in the mud in front of her and said, I'm here to help you. You're not in any trouble. She lunged forward and hugged me and said that we had to leave because if the police were involved, her pimp had threatened to kill her, her sister, and her mother, and she was in such terror and crying that I don't think I'd ever seen a victim that was that scared before and that true of a victim, that it just made me realize that these girls needed help and that these men were taking away their lives, and if someone doesn't stand up to help them, this problem's going to get worse.
Mahurin estimates 100 to 200 women and girls are victims of human sex trafficking in Sonoma County. He takes me on a drive along through areas known for prostitution.
A lot of the hotels that are on Santa Rosa Avenue are really big hotbeds for human trafficking. It's where a lot of the girls will walk up and down, try and find Johns that'll pay them for commercial sex.
But more and more often, says the detective, solicitation is moving indoors, with dates arranged through websites. It makes it harder for law enforcement and advocacy groups to reach affected women. And when they do find them, it's difficult to gain their trust.
They've been so trained by these pimps to think that cops are going to lie to them or that their only goal is to take them to jail. What really happens is a lot of these girls initially will lie about who they are or what they're doing up here. Oftentimes, once you build that rapport with them, they will talk about what they're doing, but many times they won't talk about their traffickers because they're afraid of being beaten or worse, the threats that their pimps have made to them towards their family or friends or even their children.
These are very wounded individuals, often some level of mental illness. Obviously, there's an enormous amount of fear even after they've been rescued. Often, this is the only lifestyle that they're used to because they've been pulled into this at a very young age and they've been tormented.
Dana Bryant helps run Crossing the Jordan, a faith-based organization that works closely with law enforcement to help women leave the streets. After escaping her trafficker, a woman is helpless, without clothes, food, or a place to sleep.
And so we get those basic needs met and then, frankly, start loving on them and showing that we're there for no other reason than to care for them. And that is quite unusual for them.
Mahurin says law enforcement has changed its perspective on prostitution, now viewing women and girls as victims and the pimps and Johns as criminals. He wants to see that shift spread through society.
Oftentimes people think that prostitution is actually a choice, but there's very few women that I've ever met who have said, what I want to do for a living is have sex with 10 to 12 different men a night, 6 to 7 nights a week. Trying to change culture and society into recognizing that these women are being forced into what's going on is really the one way that we're going to be able to make a change.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.